Thank you for calling Total Sports Travel. My name is Bridget. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Robert Nutter. I was on with one of your agents. Unfortunately, I don't recall the name regarding accommodations.
It's me. It's Bridget.
Oh, okay.
I left a message for you.
You did?
Yes. On your voicemail.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, I found a way to make the reservation.
Well, that's good.
Okay. Did you want to do it?
Well, I'd like to hear the information, but yes, I'd.
Well,
I'm
I found
so
a way. Remember? Remember, I told you I couldn't find the module to do the reservation. Well, I reached out and they told me how to find it.
Okay. Well, that's progress.
Okay.
So what's the details?
What do you mean, sir?
Well, what room, what type of room accommodations are available and how much are they for the tournament and or the night or
okay,
however you do it?
Okay. The rooms available are queen and king rooms. And they are $14.99.
And that's for one night, two nights, three nights?
No, for the three-night accommodation.
For the three nights?
Yes.
And the queen is one bed, two bed?
Now
king
that
is one bed, two bed?
That is what I'm trying to find out now. Because it just says a queen or a king. It doesn't say the number of beds. I made a request to have two beds in a room. That I was trying to get information on the rooms. They don't have any suites.
Okay.
Did you want to go ahead and make a reservation?
Well, as I said before, I'd still like to go ahead, but I don't know what I'm reserving yet. So now we're circled back to where we started.
Okay. So how many of it is are you?
We're going to be two people. We could go with two queen beds. That would work out all right.
Okay. Let me see here. And see, that's what I was trying to find out. I was trying to speak to my supervisor to see, are they one or two beds in a room? Because they just say queen size bedded and king size bedded. It doesn't say the amount of beds on the reservations.
Okay. It's almost like they've never done this before then, huh?
I'm sure they've done it before.
I've stayed there two or three times, so that's I'm sure of it too. I just don't know what I'm sure of right now.
Exactly. Let's see here. So are you guys booking two different rooms?
No, we're planning on one room, two beds.
Okay.
For the three nights.
Okay, so what is the name of the individuals? It's you.
Well, the last name is Nutter, Nutter.
Okay. Okay. Nutter. Robert. And your email address, please.
Okay, that is b.nutter, N-U-T-T-E-R, at sbcglobal, spelled G-L-O-B-A-L, .net.
Okay, and your home phone number is 937-477. Yes. And
4-4.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's home phone, mobile phone, all in one phone. All just one phone number.
Okay. And what city do you live in?
I live in Xenia, spelled X-E-N-I-A.
Oh, wow. That's all the way down the line. X-E-N-I-A.
Yeah, Ohio.
Okay. Okay, and next.
And that's zip 45385.
Okay. Okay. Ohio, where are you? Yeah. And what's your birthday, sir?
11/29/1953.
Okay. And your address?
1358 White Barn Trail. That's three words.
Okay. Okay. Oh, boy. And the zip, I'm sorry.
The zip is 45385.
Okay. Okay, so 7, 8. Okay, is there an emergency contact person information?
No.
Okay. Okay. Come on.
Would you like a credit card?
Okay. So, let's see. Now, you want the king size, correct?
No, I take two queens.
Okay, see, that's the thing. It just says queen bedded room and king bedded room. So,
one room with two beds. Both queens.
Okay. Minimum room has not been reached. Make new room selections. Okay, it's saying it hasn't, the occupancy of two have not been reached for the queen bedded room.
Well, there's going to be two people in there, so I think that two, you know, it will be reached.
Okay, but I'm telling you what the computer says, sir.
I'm not sleeping on the computer, so I'm just looking for one room, two queen beds, three nights.
Okay, it's not letting me go any further. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
So this is where we were about an hour ago.
No, we weren't this far before.
Okay.
'Cause I tried to leave you a message on your voicemail. I booked somebody else.
That's why I'm. You left a message, and that's why I'm calling back.
Okay. Let's see.
In which you told me that I could get a room with two beds, two queen beds, at $14.99. For the three nights.
Okay. This, okay, let me see here. Okay. Request. It's $14.49.
$14.49. All right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay, you can give me the credit card number.
Okay, this is American Express.
Okay.
And the number is 3714211004. And the code is
expiration date.
Okay, the expiration date is 11/2029.
Okay. And the security code.
And the security code is 7416.
Okay, and you're paying the whole thing or the down payment of $250?
Well, we'll do the down payment, and so long as we have the reservation for... That covers the reservation for all three nights.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Submit. Okay. And your reservation number is 49899.
49899.
Yes.
Very good. And who should I call Travel Sports to update my account?
The number you just called on.
Okay. And who should I ask for?
You don't ask for anyone, sir. They can accommodate you as long as you have your reservation number. Or give
okay,
them
well,
your
I'm
name.
I'm just looking to because when I try to sign online, it says I don't have the right number.
Okay. All right. That's it for now.
Okay. Are you sending me an email confirmation, or how are you handling that?
Oh. Yes.
Okay.
It's sent now.
For that.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right.
And,
Thank you.
Your first name was what?
Bridget.
Bridget. Well, thank you, Bridget. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.